You time. The roads got me rolling 6 days a week. Whole lot of work and not much sleep, but I love what I do. Gotta love Scotty McCreary. You know, I rarely watch TV, but I did randomly watch quite a lot of American Idol in 2011. The one where Scotty McCreary won. You know, and it's something I've lost over the years. You know, you gotta have some you time. Gotta keep that voice low. You time. You gotta have some you time. By that I mean do fuck all. Switch off. You know, because the problem with my job, you know, I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy doing everything around it, so I consider virtually everything I do me time. So it's hard to switch off, you know, because actually the other stuff I do, you know, isn't as enjoyable as working. You gotta switch off, haven't you? I don't know why, but you have. You gotta have some you time. Anyway, I was hooked from the moment eventual winner Scotty McCreary walks into the audition, sings really, really deep, sings well and deep and good, and then Steven Tyler, he says, "Well, hell, fire, save matches, fuck a duck and see what hatches." Really, really funny. Really funny, particularly as Scotty McCreary was only 16. He sang really deep and he was really Christian. Some would say he was more Christian than Jesus. Not me. I wouldn't say that, but some would say that. Some would say Scotty McCreary was more Christian than Jesus. Not me. When he won American Idol, the first person he thanks was, of course, the Lord. And when he sung the winning song, just after winning, he went into the crowd to thank, presumably, his closest friends and family. And now, I urge you to watch this clip. It could be the funniest thing ever to happen on television. He goes to, presumably, his mom and dad. Mommy and daddy first, and hugs them while singing the song. He's singing the song. And he tells them he loves them. In words like, "I love you, Mom, I love you, Dad." But also the song, the winning song, is called "I Love You This Big." It's an absolutely ludicrous song. "I Love You This Big." The idea is that he puts his arm out. "I love you this big." He puts his arms out wide. And he's saying, "I love you this big." Wow, you know? Really, as you know, as big as my arms or go out wide. That's how much I love you. Wow, that's big, Scotty McCreary. Doesn't seem very big, but you know, you're saying it's big. I mean, you're not even stretching, Scotty McCreary. No, I'm saying I love you as big as, you know, as much as I can. You're not even making an effort, Scotty McCreary. You're not even straining your hands out. You just look like you just like you love me 90%. You know, that's what I'm saying, you know? You look like you love Jesus more. That's what I'm saying. Anyway. So, he's hugging his family and friends, and it's a lovely moment. But you know, you can't help feel that this guy loves the Lord Jesus Christ so much. Does he really love his friends and family that much? Well, of course he does. But does he love them this big as Jesus? No, he doesn't, but that's not a problem. He doesn't, but that's fine. He loves Jesus more than his mommy and daddy. And why shouldn't you? Jesus will save you. Your mommy and daddy won't save you. Anyway, watch this clip. It's hilarious, because he goes along the line of family. And there's just then a series of men with slightly longer beards, grayer hair. And as he goes along the line of friends and family, they start to look more like Jesus. He hugs them all. The more they look like Jesus, the more he hugs them. Because the more he loves them. Because the more they look like Jesus. And then at the end of the line, have you seen this clip? I'm not messing with you. At the end of the line of friends and family, no joke, there's Jack Black. And Jack Black holds out his arms, out wide, wanting to love Scotty McCreery this big. And Scotty completely blanks him. Scotty McCreery blanks Jack Black harder than I've ever seen anyone blank anyone. He blanks him this big. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. And only if you give yourself some you time. You time, you time. To totally switch off, can you experience these utterly nonsense moments where you forget about everything and just giggle? Just giggle, baby. This is my giggle clip right here. I love it every single time. I love it. I love it this big. This big. This big. I love you. Lots of love to you all. Particularly you. Jesus Christ.